Let's welcome book reviewer Kim Pitta, who's been reading The Frozen River by Ariel Lawhan. Welcome, Kim.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Really good, thank you.
Good, good. Right, yes, so The Frozen River, yes, Ariel Lawhan, she wrote a few years ago the book Codename Helene, and people might have read that and been quite familiar with that. It was a really great novel based on the life of Nancy Wake and what she did. So what she's done, she's taken another woman from history, Martha Ballard. She's not so well known, but in America she is in the medical fields because she's left a legacy of very strong women, medical first, since her time. Now, she was a midwife and a healer in Maine in USA, and that was in the late 1700s. And this particular story is set in 1789, and it's just a few years after the American War of Independence. And she starts to keep a meticulous journal, and that's why so much is known about her and why Ariel is able to write this novel. So beginning in November 1789, a man's body is found entombed in the Frozen River. It's the Kennebec River. It's one of the main rivers that flows through Maine. He'd been missing for a day or two, and Martha was called as the healer in the town to check the body, and she found that it wasn't an accidental death, that he had been murdered before being thrown into the river. And some months before this, she happened to come across a woman in the town that she visited who had just been brutally raped and beaten by two men in the town, and pleaded with Martha not to tell anybody. Her husband was out of town. She didn't want anybody to know what had happened to her. But one of the men that had done this to her was the man that had been found in the river, and her husband decided that it needed to be brought to light. And so begins a court case and two women trying to bring another man to justice, the other man that was also accused of this beating. And he happens to be a very powerful judge in the town. He's got a lot of money. He holds the sway over a lot of people, including Martha's own family. So it becomes very tense and very fraught as she's threatened, her family is threatened, but she's determined that the men just can't get away with this and the way that women are treated. One of the things she hoped for, and she does mention in her diary, is that after the War of Independence, that they would drop that Britishness of women can be seen but not heard. And she just can't believe that it's still continuing. And she's just appalled that you know, everybody comes against her just saying she's just a woman, she doesn't know what she's talking about. So it's a very fraught, tense, thrilling read. I think a lot of people really enjoy this. Anybody that loves good history will enjoy this. I've mostly recommended it so far to women, mainly because it's a strong woman's story, and they've all come back to me just saying how much they've loved this novel. So I really do recommend it. I think people will really enjoy it. It's got all the elements of a brilliant novel, and I think she's done a wonderful job.
Thanks very much for that. That is our book reviewer today, Kim Pitta, who has read The Frozen River by Ariel Lawhan. It is published by Simon & Schuster and costs $38.